You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hello and welcome. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Not a Mouse. Now, starting in iOS 26, there is one little thing that might kind of drive you batty, and that is the phone app. You will notice in iOS 26 that they revamped the interface for the phone app. Yes. So, for those like myself that don't like changes all that much, and maybe I don't like the feature, or maybe I do, I don't know. But they've done away with the classic view, and now comes the unified view. Now, in saying that, you are able to go back and reactivate the classic view if that's something that you like. So, let me show you how to do this and how you can go back and forth from the unified view or the classic view, and then I'll give you some pointers all along the way. So let's go over to the phone app itself.
Dock, phone. Double tap to open.
Do one finger double tap to open up the phone app.
Phone, edit, button.
Now you're going to notice everything has changed around. The tabs are different, the views are different, and that's something you can get used to. I kind of like it for the most part. There's just some things that are kind of annoying, but the point is, how do you make it go back to the classic view? Good question. Now, at the very top right-hand corner of the phone app,
filter button
is the filter button. Double tap on the filter button.
Filter, classic button.
Haha, there's your classic. If you double tap that with one finger, that will return you back to the old classic view that you come to love. If you swipe to the right,
selected, unified, button.
This is how you go back to the unified view. Now, as a bonus, I want to show you something else. If you are in the unified area, where did all my other areas, like my voicemail, go? Because in the classic view, you just went to the bottom right-hand corner to get to your voicemail. Not in the unified version, so you swipe to the right.
Selected, calls, button.
You have the following options. Calls is the default one, which shows you your favorites and your recent calls in one nice layout.
Missed, button.
This is where you can evaluate to see what you missed.
Voicemail, button.
There's your voicemail. Double tap that, and it'll take you to the voicemail. So yeah, it takes a little more hunting and finding things, but in a way, I kind of like it because it's kind of tucked away and it makes things a little more simplified for myself. But again, other things you can view.
Unknown callers, 9, button.
Sweet. So there's 9 unknown callers that is no longer in my missed area. So that's kind of a cool thing. So I can separate the two.
Spam, button.
And lastly, you have your spam. Now, let me go back to classic here, and I'm going to show you how you can go back to the unified view if you want to go back to the unified view. So let's go to the top here with 4 fingers. Tap top half.
Classic button.
Double tap classic.
Edit button.
Now we're in classic view, and to prove that, we'll go back to the bottom left.
Tab bar. Favorites. Tab. 1 of 6.
Where you had your favors. And then unify, it'll say just calls. Go to the right here.
Selected. Calls. Tab. 2 of 6.
There's your call. Do one finger double tap on calls.
Selected. Calls. Tab. 2 of 6.
Now from here, top right hand corner.
Filter. Button.
Is your filter button. One finger double tap that.
Selected. Classic. Button.
And as you recall, let's go to the right one more.
Unified. Button.
Double tap unified.
Edit. Button.
And now we're back to the unified, which is the new format you will find in iOS 26. So that is how you get from unified to classic view and back. If something that you want to experiment and see which one you like better. And I get it. I really get it. Sometimes I don't like the new changes, so I just want to go back to classic. Thankfully, Apple has given us the ability to do that. So now you know how to do that on your own. Well, that's going to do for me. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Not a Mouse. Until next time, bye-bye.
This podcast was brought to you by the community at AppleViz.com. AppleViz, empowering people who are blind, deafblind, or who have low vision to get the most from Apple products and related technologies. A proud member of the Be My Eyes family. For more information, visit our website at www.appleviz.com.